We won't, right, we don't know all of, and we may actually get some time on it to rebuild. I think what's important to understand is, if we understand is that they don't like the fact that we're gonna go to the JV, that's not understanding why they're doing the win. The Chamber of Commerce is resistant because the regulation is more. That's why I said it's public-private and all this stuff that I've done before. It is the regulation of the market that feeds bills of course. And it's a market that's gone unregulated. So in Europe, it's much easier for the government to say, we're gonna have to run a leak, or we're gonna have to up provisions for childcare, or this and that. Because there is already regulation of the market. There already is a national health insurance system. There already are other kinds of wage solidarity pricing, collective bargaining measures. Don't even have any of that in this country, and it's being forced through gender equality issues. And the resistance is not simply resistance to women's rights, resistance to the regulation of the market.
Like insurance.
There are several points at which cultural patterns and public policy are going to be convincing to come together. And one of those points, I believe, is the issue of a generation that is told if various voices of regular women's magazines are going to be believed and take that to come, grains of salt. But there is something out there called the fourth generation, that there are problems out there that have been solved and that need not be taken under consideration, much less focus of consciousness. But that we have now reached a point where, at least in our television commercials, hubby worries about ring around the collar, therefore feminist issues are diminished, and we don't question, ring around the collar, we don't have to worry about them. This is like an extreme example. So it seems to me that there are that there is, first of all, the voice of reason that you seem to be articulating quite well, that certainly if we think about child care and parental leave policy, we could get a million people in. But those are not necessarily the voices that are most clearly articulated to the public at large. And we have to consider that there are a variety of other messages out there competing with some of our sometimes energetic, occasionally tired and burned out voices that are speaking in other ways. We are in fact talking to ourselves. We're not talking to a larger audience out there that hears, is bombarded by a variety of other messages.
We've got to demonstrate to the politicians that they will work that day.
Well, that's
going to do it.
How about having some women politicians?
Marge Rockema from New Jersey is doing a modified version of
the
He's doing the 50 of the employees. The Senate won't take the elderly. I mean, what the point is, you have to be, there's no one road. I never said there was. But you've got to show strength. You have to show that people are there, because that's what the politicians have to see, because they want to get reelected. That's their bottom line. And show me who you really care, show me. No guarantee, but at least that has to be done. It may seem old-fashioned to some people, but it will not go out of style. It is something that has been going on for millennia, people coming out and bearing witness. We have to put fine with you.
Mary, you want this part of the discussion, so I'll be my answer later.
Well, I just wanted to say that I agree with what you were saying, that I'm really concerned that people of my generation, younger, like college graduates of the 80s, don't think that there are that many problems anymore. Women don't think that there's sexism out there. Women don't really do this. Problems are solved. No need to march on Washington. And, they're worried about getting
I organized the buses out of Hudson County, by the way. I ended up with Sisters of Charity in my buses, and also the Right to Life Home in Britain. that cops to vote. I mean, you want to hear what was on the police department help us out of their district.
Oh, when we got to Washington, where the students, one politician who was elected.
Laura was in the station ahead of you.
Is that true, right? You see a president running up saying, how was your college? Because my son is getting ready for college, and we have to find his house, and we're inviting him to it. But I'm checking out the phone.
Before I do my phone.
Yeah. So two things. First is that, I think that in the public supporting the police policy, developing the police policy, I think that one thing we have to really think about is kind of the range of those stuff like the team, like the families policy. And that traditionally, you know, white middle class women have gotten involved in family issues. One of the things that they've been involved in is trying to end the office family, like what they're and I just briefly tell an anecdote, if I may, because it relates to what you said about management being very afraid of losing control. I'm a shop steward where I work, and one of the women on my crew is on final warning at this point because she was late 93 times last year. About maybe twice a week, and each time it was like 3 or 4 minutes late from the time clock, so it's not a few hours late. However, she's on time of warning, and we were having a hearing with management in response to this, trying to get them to lift it, and management's representative said, you know, we have 4,000 workers in this company, and we are going to pull that. The reason she's late is because she has a grandmother who had a stroke. And the nurse who takes care of her arrives a few minutes late in the morning, and this woman is the only person going to do this. We explained all this, we documented all this. If management said, we can't permit you to be late, you're going to have to find some other way to take care of your comatose grandmother, because if we let you do it, these other 4,000 employees are all going to be walking in here all hours of the day. And then there's the total argument that if we allow this woman to take care of her grandmother a few minutes a day, the entire company is going to be...
All officials will get the capacity.
Exactly. Exactly. And meanwhile, this woman, the next, if she is absent, if she is late more than twice in any 30-day period, she will now lose this job. So, I mean, family leave at this point is... I mean, we're trying to keep her job.
Yeah, flex time, meaning 5 minutes late.
Which she doesn't even get paid for. I mean, she just gets docked for 5 minutes. And, you know, she's documented. It's not something she can... That's the kind of mindset.
Mary? I just feel compelled to make one last comment, and that is, I don't think anyone would disagree with the notion we must persuade the politicians we do this, but my sense is very often when we think about the things women have to do, almost assumed in that is persuading men. And maybe it's better to do some work so it's women we're talking to, and we have... That has been the poorest of all of the feminist records. Some marvelous things have been accomplished, but in terms of getting women elected, I was at a town meeting in Suffolk County where advocacy groups spoke, 19 of them, and were complaining about legislation and judges on the bench, and wonderful anecdotes about a judge going through his second divorce deciding what is equitable payment. Well, there aren't any women in Suffolk County on the bench. So I think sometimes we get into a program or procedure and our efforts might be more fruitful if we just made sure Congress was 50% female. That might be...
Can I first remind you? Work a little harder, something. It's like we're not working hard. We have been, I mean, we have been working on getting women elected on a very long time. It is just getting the money, getting the parties to run them. I mean, the history of women in public office begins with first party going to support them so that they have the money to attend. They have finally begun to run primaries. They're finally beginning to get money from women in order to be able to run, and the incumbents in the country are trying to fix that. If you want to be in Congress, the best way to do it is to start a fight. The number of women who are going to the state legislature are extremely high. There is a career ladder. This is the first wave of women who've gotten what looks like a male career ladder. I think to say we want 50% of Congress to be women is just not.
oh, I've been deeply involved in political campaigns for feminists. All you need is every woman to pull the lever because they're the majority.
Well, wait a minute.
That's where we lose. We've got many supporters too.
Well, plus, I think, you know, women don't vote for women. It's selfish. But can I come back to social construction? The concept of being a university.
What's your name?
Hi, Barbara. I'm a big girl now.
I'm new, apparently.
I should know better, boy. Am I red yet? I should be if I'm not. Well, I'm going to change my whole tack. I'll tell you what I was going to say to you, and then I never put my foot in my mouth. I'm going to say that social construction is reality. And one of the ways in which reality is constructed is the New York Times. I'm actually being put now, but you know, there's this thing that's been called the post-feminist generation. All I hear people say coming out of the micro-generation, the only people who would ever think that they could be in a position to think of that I'm going to tell you some statistics that you would not have expected given all the scholarship of post-feminist. Virginia Slim's done these regular polls of trying to talk to yourself to in 1985, they think, do you think the women's movement has done a lot of good, no good, terrible things for women in this country? 70% has done a lot of good. ABC slash Washington Post poll, do you think the efforts of the women's movement have been very helpful, not helpful, unhelpful for this country at 65%? The march on Washington happened, and there were conservative estimates coming down. You look at women and their involvement in domestic violence issues, pornography movement, the women lawyers who have set up all this discussion of equality, which is different. You look at the vibrancy of women's studies departments across the country, they managed to get more than 6 students. And somehow, feminism to be successful, every woman on earth, or at least half of them, has to be involved in the movement. First of all, most people are not involved in politics. Period. Get anybody involved in anything. The labor movement isn't doing particularly well. The civil rights movement isn't doing all that well. To get people in an era of privatization of all products to get involved in anything is very hard. Second of all, the number of women's organizations networking, you know. They may be called feminists, but they're talking about sexual harassment. They're talking about, you know, how are we going to get to be part of the management system. They're talking about how we're going to have children. Everywhere I go, not always talking to people between ages 18 to 17, not always in the elite school, although a lot of that. I hear from young women, you know, what social movements are about is being private jobs. I start the discussion, what worries me? Laura will test the first day in my class, I went around, and said, what worries me? Because I understand that there's significant other difficulties in life. And how are they going to balance it? What worries me for 18, 19 years old when I started teaching this? Nobody thought about it. I mean, no 19-year-old thought about it. It wasn't on that conscience. They were worried about whether they're going to save the world or whatever else. But the real understanding that work and family pressure is so high right now, being reflected in almost every discussion. For young, middle-aged people, I'm not kidding you now. When I go to a talk on, I just come back to Chicago to the position of social responsibility, not a feminist organization. And we were talking about this stuff, and there was a little caucus meeting of some women doctors there, and they said, what's your book on here? And we just went, oh my God, you know, that's the most important thing that we constantly face, and our clients face, and we don't know how we're going to do this. And and they have money, and they're crying, and they don't know what to do. I mean, they really, that's why I'm angry, because I want some people to take leadership on this. But I want to make sure you understand the work that has to be done here, because it's one and the spirit of the not them, but them and the there are people worrying about family policy. We have what we don't have is a feminist critique of the family policy we have, a feminist critique of the family policy we're being offered, and a feminist alternative. And that, I think, is the one for feminist scholars and feminist activists who want to talk about public policy now, so that when there's a larger debate of family policy out there, these issues are heard. Because if you don't put the vision forward, what it might look like, what a feminist vision might look like, you're going to get what we got. Now, if we got what Europe has without some cost, a lot of people would be very happy. That system is not taking into account concern with the children. We would be much better off. We would still be struggling around a lot of people who have already struggled with that. It would be nice to give them a right for us. And on that ground,
tradition of mind, not government regulation.
We have a lot more government regulation than just the way I think. Part of those are legislation. We have what we choose to support in the government. Schools and don't support schools. We have vocational training programs that subsidize good teaching on our own rather than publicly. We have a lot. We just don't have it in the way that we can see this regulated market.
Thank you.
just briefly, I guess the sort of summary comment is that I think what we're suggesting is that we need to find a way to bring together the varieties of expression of the need for family policy under some kind of feminist rubric. Because given what we've said so far today, we can slip in the agenda of the radical religious right in this country as well. And we need to hear that voice, and perhaps people are wary of it, and know where our voices need to be very much in counterpoint to that voice. But it would be too general to say that there are a lot of people out there saying that family is important and that family issues, the family agenda is critical, takes into account voices that many of us in this room would find very disturbing.
Because they
call themselves pro-family voices, but they're family.
Yeah, no. Mm-hmm. And Barbara, I would say that they were very powerful in 1978. And in fact, they do not want to do family. They might do family life, because that helps people have children. Pro-neighbors position, so they might buy off the fact that there's some type of general. And if that coalition works, I'm not comfortable with them voting for that. But their ideology is a different thing. Mother ideology is a different thing from the understanding of policy versus one. They're very, very unhappy. They come aboard on the fact that they're very unhappy. It makes it easier to lose the world. In the long run, they don't want anything that makes it easier because women shouldn't be in the liberal side. Of the right, all right, now you got to get that spec. Care that some policies help families. They'll go to parental leave because they're worried about those kids, what's going to happen, they're going to work anyway. They're not a big side of the right, like that. But their concern is that this will then come to the companies that won't hire married women, and then those married women will be able to do they won't leave it to be but they'll let mother work together.
Do you see that as potential possible fallout? That quarantine leave has the potential for that kind of quantum distribution of a trend.
Yeah, it could.
Yeah,
it really
so
could.
I think
that's
so
not
too.
A
I think that's
thing.
A very
it's
real
not
fear.
A stupid thing. No, it's a real fear. And I think it, but that then what has to do with fear and how you attack rather than
yeah.
say,
oh, no,
leave.
Yeah.
No. And they're working on it. I think that the fact that you can talk about family and government doing anything is a challenge to them. They don't want the government to do anything. And I think they have help with it. I think that this marginal difference of moving from a single leader and male has a family to dual leader and male has a family. Even that should be the definition of I will like family as part of much of that. That shift is important. Those loving and those women should be forfeited as a result of their children. But other kinds of loving and value the emotional support of children is that less PCRs, less this, less that. And so that the pressure is really on. Moreover, there is a large segment of women that doesn't really care about social action or what. What they care about is breaking down any kind of social movement. And they use this family movement to break that down. So the second is the family movement has any government support, they're in big trouble. Because what they really want is a conservative, quirky position. The government gets that free market. So the families are too. So that's why there is an anarchist in the is tremendous. The rhetoric would be always to the left of the right. It would always be that families would be problems always going to be complicated. But once you get there, that doesn't mean that it's hard to limit. And I think we absolutely, if there's no one out there in the public domain articulating what a feminist analysis 50 can't evaluate and push through, can't push politicians, can't get people to write as you want. I mean, there's a whole reason why we do the kind of work we do, which is that those ideas take on a life of their own and make people accountable to it. When they do that work, you can't hold them accountable to it because they're not doing it.
He's finding some of these areas that have resistance to kind of the sort of power of the church. And I think he's also concerned for especially smaller the disruption this is going to cause people to hire somebody in the hospital and money to do so. That's why I think the inflexible.
The Rockefeller proposal, which is really a positive implication on the part, because she's very tight with the general funds, but she has made amendments, 50 or less, but that's unacceptable because that's about 80% of that workforce we're talking about already. So we can't accept it. But it is interesting to see that Mel Brockman, a Republican congressman from New Jersey, has backed away from her strong allies, the general funds, to introduce a modest amendment.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that I think that it's not enough to say that they're not doing that. They're also costs that they don't want to pay, they're real costs. You're saying, let's say there really are costs, and that they also don't want to pay real costs.
And there are two choices. One, those costs can be posted back to the same way, or we can do those costs and say, sorry, folks, that's not the real cost.
Right.
But I think it has to.
But that has to have that conversation. I hear what you're saying.
It's raising standards.
Well,
keeping standards, like minimum wage, or against travel.
Yeah, but Christine, I think what Mark is saying is important. You're saying, well, on the one hand, I'm saying there may not be positions to this, but they don't want to do it, because there aren't any costs. But in fact, let's say there are costs. There may or may not be, but let's say we do a study of the fact that there are costs. This arrangement, but the next conversation has to be acknowledgement of those costs in the social statement. Those costs are acceptable to us because the cost of not having people parents and children is higher as far as we're concerned. We've got to have that kind of conversation as well. Whereas my talk about regulation of the market made it sound as if that was the only thing going on in the country, that it challenges the efficiency of the importance of work. Family, and if we're going to say family is really important, well, how are we going to balance that out from production? I'll tell you one of the potential steps that I've got is that survey data can be inserted on this project. And environmental data, one of the things we've asked people is, should we increase the level of environmental regulation that we extend to the amount, or should we relax the standards because the argument is that regulation is expensive and inefficient and therefore increases the cost of production and slows growth. There's a 20% difference. Women say, let's regulate the environment, keep it here at the expense of and men say, relax the standards. Well, men and women still live in this country as well. And therefore, as we have an answer to debate about this, what are we also going to have an answer to debate about it? What's important? And historically, what's important?
That's one of the reasons to get back to the very first thing you said about the New York City on the road, because it's going to be able to put modern family as we do with urban family. It seems to me that's building into the definition the fact that from now on we will simply maintain that all women are going to have a double burden of home and family, and we're going around finding ways to help them to help themselves and help them break their backs to do this. That's built into the definition of the modern family, rather than any sort of concept of life cycle that maybe if a woman wants to take 5 years off and have a child, maybe society should say go take 5 years off and have a child and come back. Instead of alternative definitions.
My personal hard time with that is I think that we have to move to situations.
Right. But I mean, you're building in an economy where the only way a family can survive is to have two people working between us. And the way we have it now, the woman's going to work day and night.
Well, I think that's going to be true.
I think
that is the answer. How do we help her do that?
Right.
Not to make that explicit that we need to work towards changing that. I think also when we talk about needing food wage groups, what do you do with all those families that don't have food wage groups? And what is our social obligation? Right now we're in a period of financial home. I could see 25 years from now.
Instead of the oil depletion allowance, how about the feminist depletion allowance? Men have that for a long, long time.
I think you should write it out.
Yeah. We have veterans' preference, and we talked about domestic preference. Domestic preference, people who have served at home.
Well, and this will require, I think there's a reason to have a question. also are there affirmative situations that when we have, you know, in the period of congressional session, kind of non-compliant, and have to lay off some firm, we lay off men and women equally, or we lay off married women men, start to be as men, now we talk about doing that. If there's not this presumption, I'm not saying not anywhere, it's still under there, but less so the presumption of the breadwinner role in the men. We have made very little difference in the men. Well, maybe some days. We may, in fact, ultimately be doing better than Sweden, for all I know, better than the whole state of Maine, if you have a need to check it out. We are making some gains. We have the face of the story about factory workers who say we need to come and talk about children taking my shift by the basis or whatever. People trying to make that, I think part of that requires me to think of public policy and whatever, to say that we can come and help.
Looking back to Sweden, I know it's impressive to think that we're going to move on to the world of
connection. But it's so much better than it used to be.
Right. And academics kind of look left there.
Well, but it's also going to take 2 weeks now. I mean, I think that's what it's going to be. Absolutely. Well, I'm an optimist, so thank you for making that point. No, I think that's right. And I think, you know, well, one of the things I'm doing is sort of content analysis.
When I became an
the world have to take care of our child. 15 years ago, he had to do it. He went back to negotiating table and started to fight. We're talking 1973.
I know, well,
he has experience.
Are you interested in the negotiation? Also now, and it's one of the things that brings in women who have not been in the human doing.
It's a mother and daughter team, and daughter is here. So.
What does she teach?
I came in 2 seconds late, so. I imagine she teaches in social policy area.
Well, we're going to have a speaker on April 5th.
But you know, just to see Bradley and Lambert, you know what they're doing? They're opening the door and they're seeing which way
the wind
is
blowing.
Yeah, sir, I want to get a road. But you know, that's what happens. But listen, I remember going with Bradley years ago on reproductive health care. You know, that's what we call it, abortion, right? And he wasn't with us, now he's with us. We picked it, don't worry about it.
Where your male teachers are, where your black teachers are.
Oh, this was raspberry.
No, but I'm telling you, six, 10 years ago, they fired. They don't know everybody in New York City with under 8 year seniority. And your new young men went to one spell. I work in public schools in alternative and radical.
Oh, that's true. Was that community control?
No. Union.
The union fired?
The union did not march to present them. Enslaved just one figure. New York City.
That is
during the fiscal to get out of the fiscal crisis. Let go.
And they
brought
in
men? No, they let them go. They were replaced only with people with great seniority. They stopped many programs. They closed libraries. Okay? They stopped art, they stopped music.
What did the union do? This is the UFC? What did they do in it?
Nothing. So you're asking where the men are. I'm telling you where the men are. The men went into other jobs, as did the extraordinarily well-educated young women who had alternative jobs in the course. You lost people in Russia when the exchanges were drawn by the main
We're fighting to keep Miss Miller. We're fighting to get Shakespeare taught. I mean, talk about Latin.
I know.
I have my kids in private school because I had enough.
You're fighting. And time on task, so there's no longer any discovery, any so-called playing in sand on the water, on the Piaget, it's now being time on task, and teacher dominated, and no exploration. That's what they do now. I know, but you see, but you see, the point is that every time you have a state or official department saying we're aiming for excellence, their form of excellence, more tests at every level.
Yeah, but I want to get her autograph. This is it. I teach it in my class. In fact, I had a tight notes here. I'm going to get her autograph. Nevertheless, it's good to go.
Okay.
But I'll tell you what.
Interested and available to do voluntary work for women's rights.
Oh, oh.
And they'll tell you that.
And they're going to be in your...
No.
The former treasurer of chapter. We'll be courting them. And they will have to do something.
What?
Oh, they came on the march. Someone came on the march.
Which march was this?
The big march 9th, 1986. Big march. They came on the march, or somebody else organized it, and only for that, and then that was it.
Down to Washington?
Yeah, yeah. And it was on abortion, it was family planning and abortion. We really didn't know people were going to do it. But it's like their emphasis, if they do anything voluntary, pro bono, it's got to be directly connected to their ability to help them in their career.
Oh, you mean women have gotten utilitarian?
Yeah, yeah.
They have,
That's a problem.
We have this
whole thing, the women's in New York City.
This whole thing, is this being debated in Congress?
It's coming up and it's on. Pat Schroeder's with Congresswoman Schroeder from Colorado in the House, and Senator Chris Dodd from Connecticut. Yes. They're both Democrats. Are co-sponsors of the friendly bill.
It's all for both men and women.
Yeah, it's a family and yes, medical act. Yeah. Now the House version is broader. The Senate wanted to eliminate taking time off to take care of elderly parents or family members. So the House version is very strong. Congresswoman Schroeder is really strong. Yeah. Senator Mikulski, our new woman senator from Maryland, is with us. But when I heard Pat Dunn talking about this, he said, what kind of leaders are we talking about? Yeah, really. They're giving us...
They're
and I'm sitting
there. Benefits are all continued,
where's
right?
Your spot?
This is, you mean, talking about the care of parents or just taking the leave itself?
For what?
Yourself.
No,
what are you I'm confused.
Leave for parenting.
Yeah, it could be for parenting.
For parenting, for adopting a child, for, having a baby.
For sick children also?
And sick children.
Well, sick parents?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Sick parents, yeah.
Okay. Right.
There will be federal guidelines for this, enforcing this on businesses.
Actually, there'll be federal law.
Which is, this is the issue that was raised was, does that mean that see, married
you
women
give
are not
women,
be
women have the ability to take a year off to have a baby. It's an enormous change.
But many of the calls we get have to deal with, used to be sexual harassment, but it has to do with the maternity leave. Mm-hmm. And it's both the husband and wife calling. I'll get these calls where, I'm doing this like the three of us are talking.
Mm-hmm.
The three, or two of us and talking to somebody in the background. But it's the family. What is my, we're having a baby, or we're trying to have a company policy, or my company policy isn't doing nothing.
Well, this is the whole assumption problem. The assumption that it was taken care of already.
It is not. Yeah. And we say it depends on your company. You have a union who negotiated, fine. Or if your company does it, fine. That you have no rights.
Well, even your problem until recently, the faculty had nothing.
Mm-hmm.
What 3 months for
what? Maternity leave.
Maternity leave?
And this is so recent.
Very, very recent.
There's no daycare here at all.
It took 5 years to get daycare. And it wasn't the administration. And I'm sorry to say it wasn't myself.
I was a student there. I'm the president of the Lowland Chapter and the student government.
I'm not crazy about daycare.
I had those who were black in my community. My white parents went with their kids. When my kid was going to school, we were very integrated. And we got the students there because I was a student. I said, you're taking my money and you're doing this, that, and the parties, and I drink here, we'll drink here, we'll drink there. That's why we're
33% part-time. All students. You go to your
community college, they have all the great daycare centers, students, faculty and staff are allowed to use the administrators. It's federally funded. And that's the mandate, you know.
Well, our faculty work here, and I see some of them.
But why are they supposed to?
We need to expand it because it was a student, the funds came out of student government, the administration. And you only did the best you can. I mean, we're the only volunteer women.
In any given year.
For the most part, on the local level.
What are you doing with volunteers?
We're doing the, you know, serving the community the way they see fit. But now, as I said, when I came back and saw friends of mine who I wasn't on a local level, all of a sudden they're in the yucky suits and the networking group and they do nothing unless it's directly affected.
It's a lot of ways.
Succeed in their career.
This is a now networking group.
No, it's not now. It's networking. That's a challenge. And I know these women. They'll give me some money to help out, but you know, I need time. I don't have the time. In a way, we've been a victim of our own.
Well, it's a necessity, but we've also realized it's an economic reality. You have to do it.
Right.
It's not a woman's choice. But,
Are you going to sign this for me?
Pen?
Here. I'm teaching. All right. I can't do everything. Oh, you're teaching with the birds. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Women's studies or?
Yeah. Yeah. And then in from Jersey City, I teach at the
from Jersey City?
Yeah.
That was my father's name.
Really?
Interesting.
Wow. So, what did you write?
Coincidence.
Should we stop this thing?
I guess.